Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. The title of today's topic is It's Not Me, It's You. How many times have you ever heard that said, whether it's to you or somebody that you know, when it comes to the end of a relationship? And in a way, it's a nice way of avoiding saying to the other person all the things that could potentially hurt them, and instead taking responsibility by saying that the reason is themselves for this relationship not working. How many times have you heard that? Let me know. So the point here is this: if it were to be true, then it's actually a great reflection of an individual taking responsibility for the situation that they're in. And here's the thing: when in our lives do we actually do this? Where do we take responsibility for our circumstances, our situations, the things that go wrong, the things that don't go as planned, or maybe that upset us? Because when we do take that responsibility, it creates a massive change in our own lives. And it's our own experiences that are better than we could possibly have imagined when we take on that responsibility. So when we take responsibility back and recognize that actually everything we're experiencing, we're creating ourselves. And if it's not what we want, we get to change that. Ultimately, it all comes back to you. And so that's what I wanted to talk about briefly today and share with you some thoughts that might maybe give you some new insights, a new way of being, a new way of behaving in your own world, and maybe some self-reflection for you. So what I mean by this is, oftentimes if something's not working for us, so let's take an example of our job, and we're working in a company and we've got a job that we like, but actually we're not happy because of our manager or of a colleague that's making our life difficult. Or it could be something that somebody has said to us. So there's all different kinds of situations. It could be even in our peer group. It doesn't have to be at work. It could be in our family. But there's things that happen where we get upset, we get frustrated, we feel that things aren't as they should be or how we want them to be. But here's the thing. Oftentimes what we'll do is we'll look to blame things that are outside of us. Oftentimes if it involves people, we'll be blaming the other person. So we'll say that, oh, because of my manager, you know, I'm not succeeding, or I'm not happy, or I'm not progressing. Or it's because of my colleague that I'm being held back, or they're making my life a misery. Now, I'm not to say that these things don't happen. The point here is to ask yourself, what is it that you're doing that is creating that situation? Because in some way, and this could be a subconscious level, I'm not suggesting you show up and you're outwardly asking for these situations to occur, but oftentimes this happens as a subconscious level that we may not even realize. And as such, we're having these experiences, and often it'll be repeated, whether it's only in one aspect of our life or in other areas of our life. So sometimes you'll find that a situation or an experience or an emotion that is coming up in one area of your life is actually repeating itself in other areas too. And what I will invite you to do is to actually take a step back and try to be as objective as you can to look at, how are you showing up in this situation? What is the energy that you're coming up to that situation with? Is it with a negative one? Is it maybe being very cynical? Is it not trusting? Maybe feeling that you're superior than the other person or lesser than? And it can go both ways. So obviously superiority or an ego can put other people's backs up, and then they'll behave a certain way towards you. In the same way, as something that I learned early on in my career, is that if you feel that you're lesser than, I had a big inferiority complex. So for me, it was a case of I felt lesser than. I felt like everyone was better than me, smarter than me. They knew more than me. They were, you know, they were good at what they could do and I wasn't. And it was all of this inner self-talk that was holding me back and keeping me playing small and not speaking up. So I was creating a situation which was that people would overlook me when it came to promotions. I wasn't getting the recognition that I felt I deserved simply because of how I was showing up. At that time, I would have been blaming my manager for not recognizing that, or the people around me for doing things that didn't work well for me. But actually, my point here is that this is where I mean that it's important to recognize what we are doing for ourselves that are creating those situations. And so what I'd like you to do is take time out from your day-to-day hectic life. So just stop, even for 5 or 10 minutes, and think of a situation where either it's not working as you would like it to, where you may be not as happy as you want to be in a situation, whether it's in a relationship, in your job, in your life in general. And think about what part you are playing in that. And this is a tough question to ask. But here's the thing, no one said this was easy. When it comes to personal growth, when it comes to elevating your life, elevating your career, your business, it's really important to step back and look at what you are doing to influence your situations. And I'll give you a quick example of this. I had a situation probably now about 4 years, 5 years ago, where I was speaking on a panel at a bank in London. And this was in person, pre-COVID. And at the end of the panel discussion, a lady came up to me, and she was quite young. She was in her first role out of university, and she was quite petite and, you know, hunched shoulders, very quietly spoken. And she came up to me and she said, you know, I'd really like to be as confident as you. How do you do that? And so I literally spent a couple of minutes just giving her a few tips around how she can show up even better to help her feel more confident. And it was some tips that I've shared here before around presence, so non-verbal communication. But here's the thing, the following day she messaged me and she said, I did all the things that you suggested to me last night, and I really want to thank you because I immediately noticed the difference at work today in the way that others were responding to me. So the result was, not only did she feel more confident in herself, but also other people were responding differently to her. And this is the thing I'm talking about here. It's not just about our presence, our body language and so forth. It's about our energy, our thought processes, our intentions. All of those things will influence our experiences. It will influence the way that other people treat us, the way that people behave around us. And by recognizing what you are doing, and as I said, it's not always easy to do this because sometimes it's subconscious. It's not at the front of our mind. We may not realize that we have a belief that perhaps we're not deserving of something or we're not worthy. But actually, if we're carrying that from a past experience, maybe somebody told us something, or the experience we had growing up had us feeling that we're not deserving, then as we approach our adult life and we're still carrying that belief subconsciously based on what had happened in the past, that will directly influence the experiences that you have. So if you feel, for example, you're not deserving, you might be struggling to get an acknowledgement, a recognition, a pay rise, a promotion. Because although outwardly you're expressing your desire for it, inwardly you really don't believe that you deserve it. And it's not that the other person knows what's inwardly going on for you. Of course they don't. But energetically, something will happen that will mean that you're struggling to move forward. And this is where you want to open up and peel off the layers of the onion, as I say, to really explore that and understand what's going on at a subconscious level so that you can let go of those beliefs that you have, that inner talk that holds you back. Because here's the thing. The title of this topic today, as I said, is it's not about you, it's me, right? And this is life. it's not about things outside of us, it is about us. I actually have a client who just last week had this massive realization, this massive insight that actually, yeah, everything that's going on for me right now comes back to me. It's not about my customers, it's not about my wife or my kids or my parents. It's about how I am showing up, how I'm showing up for myself and for those around me, because those are what are triggering the experiences for him. And it's a huge, powerful realization to have. And the thing with this is when you have that realization, you get to change. You get to change the way that you show up energetically, internally, subconsciously, as well as in your behaviors and the way that you are with other people. I had a client a while back who was really struggling with his career, and you know, he'd moved jobs so regularly, and his belief was a very untrusting, cynical approach to companies, to employers, to managers, which meant that in the current role he was in when we were working together, he was receiving that same response back, that people weren't trusting him, they didn't have faith in him, they were cynical about what he had to say. So when he believed that he was ready for a promotion or to take on more responsibility, it wasn't getting heard. Not because he wasn't good enough to do the job, but actually because his own beliefs were holding him back. And when we worked on that to let go and remove those beliefs that weren't serving him, he started to get that additional responsibility, the recognition that he was looking for. So again, just another example of that. And here's the thing that I have spoken about before here, and I'm going to go over it again, is our self-imposed limitations. When we are born, we do not come out of our mother's womb and believe that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough, that we're not beautiful enough or not deserving enough. We don't have beliefs at that point in time that you can only get a certain job if you've been to a private school or had a certain education or a certain background, or you live in a certain area, and all of these things that can potentially hold us back. The problem is society, the media, and people's opinions, all of these things compound to then have us create these beliefs within us that we hold on to. And these are the things that then impact the way that we show up in the world and the experiences that we have. So by really unpeeling those layers of our beliefs and what's actually really going on for us, we get to let go of the beliefs that, as I said, oftentimes we're carrying that we don't even realize. And we get to show up as our best self because we let go of those things that are holding us back. And but there's so many examples I could go with here, but just to give you a couple, it could be that when you were at school, you got bullied, or somebody once made a comment to you that you weren't pretty enough, you weren't good enough, and you've held on to that, or a situation occurred where you were overlooked for something. Maybe it's school, or you didn't get chosen for the football team or the netball team, or somebody didn't want you to appear in the annual play at the end of the school year. You know, it could be anything that at the time was big for you, and without realizing, you held on to that, and it's now become your truth. Because here's the thing, when we have beliefs, oftentimes our brain will start looking for evidence to support those beliefs, which means that it will find things to prove to you that those beliefs are true. And those beliefs then become our truth. I can give you a personal example of that. I had a situation probably about 10, 12 years ago, where, or a little bit longer than that, where I genuinely felt that my memory was so bad. It had deteriorated so much that it was impacting everything. It was impacting me in the workplace, in my social life. You know, something as simple as being in conversation, and then I want to recall the name of a book or a film or something, and I just couldn't remember things. I could not remember. And it was the same at work. You know, I I'd have information, I'd maybe made some notes on something, and then I'd be in a conversation, I just could not remember the detail. And I put this down to the fact that I'm older and that, you know, my brain isn't as effective as it used to be when I was younger and I was maybe studying or early on in my career. So I just put it down to my age and, you know, past experience. So what happened was my brain then started looking for evidence to prove that was true. And repeatedly it kept happening, and I kept telling myself that I've got a bad memory, I don't retain and recall information when I want to, and I kept reinforcing that belief till it became my truth, to the point that it was really, really affecting me. And then during my training for my NLP, my neuro-linguistic programming, it was probably the biggest breakthrough I had, that having a conversation with my trainer, he had said to us at the start of the training that this isn't one of those trainings where you sit here and make notes. I don't want to see anybody making notes. And I had a problem with that, because as a training as an accountant, I've always taken notes and gone back over them. And I thought that's how I learn. So I went up to him at the end of the day, of day one, and I said, you know, this isn't going to work for me, because I struggle to retain and recall information, and I've invested a lot of money in my training here to be here. But by next week, if I can't make notes, I'll have forgotten everything. And he said, okay, well, let's look at this tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And so the following day, he invited me up in front of the group. It was only a small group, about 25 people. And he asked me, he said, so bearing in mind now, I was in a very relaxed state. So my unconscious mind was activated, my subconscious brain. And he started to ask me questions. And he said, you know, what is it you said to me yesterday? And word for word, I repeated what I'd said, that, you know, I struggle to remember things, I can't retain and recall information, and I believe it's because I'm older now and my brain isn't as good as it was. And he said, okay, so how long has that been going on for you? And at the time, I answered to him 9 years. And that was what was coming out of my mouth. That was my subconscious coming out. But in my brain, I was thinking, 9 years? What happened 9 years ago? Like, I've got these answers without thinking. And he asked me, so what happened 9 years ago? And I said, well, you know, I've always passed exams first time. Never had a problem with them. I've had to study hard for them, but I've always gone through. And I had been doing some corporate finance. They're like the ACT exams, Association of Corporate Treasurers. And they are really, really difficult. And I said, I've tried, you know, a couple of papers and I failed them. I studied again and I failed them again. And I said, you know what? I put it down to the fact that I'm not as young as I was when I was doing my ACCA or my degree. And, you know, time has moved on and I'm just not as good as I was in retaining information and recalling it. And as I said it, I realized what had been happening, that my brain had created a story for me that the reason that I hadn't passed those exams is because that I was older and, you know, my brain isn't as good as it was and so forth and so forth. And it had become my truth. It was actually happening to me because of this belief that I had, and my brain looking for that evidence over and over and over and reinforcing it, and me telling myself the same thing over and over, that it become my truth. And I really was struggling to remember basic information. And it was working through that with my trainer in that session that I had my biggest breakthrough, because ultimately what I wanted was to be able to retain and recall everything as and when I need it. And actually from that day till now, that has never failed me, because I worked at a subconscious level to remove that belief that I had that was massively impacting me and holding me back. And the reason I've shared that story with you is because it's the exact same thing we do when it comes to not being good enough, not being smart enough, not being deserving, not feeling that we fit in, that we belong here, that, you know, other people may think that this, that and the other of us. All the things that we tell ourselves that actually are our beliefs that have come from experiences that we've had, then those are the things that hold us back, because these are our self-imposed limitations. And as I said, oftentimes we don't recognize that we have them, or that we're doing that, should I say, that we have those beliefs that are holding us back. So the thing to do here is to really stop and look at the decisions that you're making. What are you making them based on? If you decide not to do something, what is the reason for that? What is it that's holding you back? You know, is it fear of what other people will say, their opinions? People might laugh at you or criticize you. Is it fear of failing? All of those fears will come from typically something that's happened in the past. And a lot of that is triggered by our own beliefs about ourselves. And as I said, these aren't things we had when we were born. We weren't born with all of these beliefs, with all of these self-imposed limitations. They've come from our experiences, yes, but that does not make them whole. It doesn't make them the truth. It doesn't make them fact. It doesn't make them a case that it will always happen going forward. And therefore, my invitation to you is to really stop and think about, what are the things that hold you back? Why is it you're not prepared to maybe ask for that promotion or apply for a new job or change company? What is it that's stopping you? Because my biggest learning from all of this many years ago was that those beliefs that I was holding on to, that was having me play small, not speak up, be the church mouse, those things that were holding me back meant that I was the only person who was missing out. Not anyone else, because no one else knows and no one else cares. But when we are making decisions that are directly impacting us and having us miss out on opportunities, on creating new possibilities, and really elevating our life to play 100% full out and make the most of everything that we have out there available to us, we are the only ones that are missing out, because we're worried about these beliefs that we've created for ourselves that are limiting us. And whilst we can blame people for saying things or for treating us a certain way, that doesn't matter. Let go of that and stop and ask yourself, what am I doing to stop myself? Because holding on to the blame is a coward's way out. It's a way of saying, well, actually, they said this to me, and therefore it's because of them that I won't do this. They've moved on. They've probably forgotten what they said. They maybe didn't even have a mean intention when they said it. It might have been triggered from their own insecurities and what was going on for them at the time. Whatever it is, this is about letting go of any of that, letting go of how other people have treated you or said things to you that have upset you or had you kind of start playing small, and realizing that you're in control. You get to take the reins of your life, and recognizing the things that are holding you back means that you get to change them. So thank you for joining, guys. Have a great rest of the week. And before I go, as always, until next time, remember to build your influence, make an impact, and be remembered for the right reasons by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.